KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The feminist movement of the past 30 years has played a big role in influencing American laws and attitudes. The feminists didn't get their principal goal of changing the U.S. Constitution with an Equal Rights Amendment, but they have been able to get activist judges to adopt many of their goals. Their biggest victory was the 1973 Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade. It's often called the godmother of judicial activism because it pretended to discover a new right in the 14th Amendment that no one else had seen in that amendment for 100 years. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an ACLU attorney who, for years before she went on the high court, pursued her judicial strategy to override our laws, our schools, our armed services, and our customs in order to make everything gender neutral. You can discuss her paper trail of extreme feminism in your study group on judicial reform, and you can speculate on how Ginsburg was easily confirmed by the Senate on a vote of 97-3. Republican senators just rolled over for this ACLU feminist lawyer who was appointed by President Clinton. Why didn't the senators examine Ginsburg about her radical notions about feminism and the law and her really weird ideas? You can also discuss how Ginsburg's feminism has influenced the Supreme Court after she became a justice. Until recently, we also had another feminist on the Supreme Court, Sandra Day O'Connor. President Reagan was talked into appointing a woman to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, she then voted twice for abortion, twice for gay rights, and twice against the Ten Commandments. She disappointed Reagan, but she surely pleased the media, who reported her as the most powerful woman in America. The feminists are very influential today, and your study group on judicial reform should discuss these areas and learn how the feminists have influenced the making of our laws and the interpretation put on our laws by activist judges.
Would you like a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's best-selling new book called The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It? If you commit to starting a study group on judicial reform with at least 4 of your friends, we'll send you a free book, plus a study guide to show how you can help stop judicial mistakes. Send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says every problem was once a solution to a previous problem. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we talked about the little blue pole in front of Ben Roberts' house. Gotten a lot of comments on that. Ben got a lot of comments on it as well. And I'll just read you one of my comments. The International Property Maintenance Code Plan. This is from New York State. New York localities had the option of a local building code or adopting the New York State Code, which we did. One of the sections of the New York State Building Code is the Property Maintenance Code. It wasn't mentioned at the time. Until your show, I didn't know a thing about it. Now he's done a little research here and realizes that, hey, we had the wool pulled over our eyes. And that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, to a lot of folks out there. Again, instill it upon the minds of your county commissioners, your city council people, whoever is in charge of allowing something like this to take place. Get out their bifocals, a fine-tooth comb, and a magnifying glass, and go through everything that you're going to sign. They write this so you don't read it, so you don't particularly, they write it so you're not supposed to read it. They don't want anybody to read it. And once you study it and you realize what's in this property maintenance code, hey, it's something we don't want at all. Now, for our listeners that are not familiar with the property maintenance code, let me just give you a couple of real quick little rundown on it, because our regular listeners know what I'm talking about. But if you're new on the air with me today, this is a model code. It's a master plan for homeowners associations, cities, counties, states. And once they adopt this master plan, they do it by passing an ordinance. Then you have what we call a code official that comes around and makes sure that your property is according to this code. And I will assure you, you could spend $10 million building a home, and this code official, who is unelected, could find something wrong with it, and they can fine you up to $500 a day until you get it fixed. And much of this, they'll find, well, you didn't have the, it's not properly, you need an architect to restructure something on it. Well, by the time you call an architect and he says, I can get to you in 2 weeks, you're paying $500 a day to this because of this ordinance. I mean, this thing is ridiculous, and it's more than just ridiculous. It's outlandish, a set of rules and regulations. And I got a call yesterday from a gentleman in, maybe it was the day before yesterday, a gentleman in Montana. And it was in an area where they've had a fire, and I think he told me a dozen homes have burned. The very next day, before the smoke had actually stopped, you know, from the smoldering ashes, here comes FEMA. And they have one of these grant pushers there to show these people that lost their homes how they can get a grant. Well, you know, if you just lost your home, you're about ready to sign anything for a grant. But in getting this grant, you're going to, and it's called a hazard mitigation plan. To get this grant, that hazard mitigation plan has in it this International Property Maintenance Code. So if you sign up for any of those things, you automatically sign up for this. Now, just like this fellow from New York emailed me, New York localities had the option of a local building code or adopting a New York State code, which we did. Did they have an option of not taking either one? You see, here's where people don't stand up for what's right. We were talking yesterday about Ben's little blue pole, and I was talking to some fellas upstairs just minutes ago about the little blue pole, and I said he hooked a 200-horse John Deere tractor on it and tried to pull it out of the ground, and it's indestructible. He said, well, isn't it in the right-of-way? It wasn't in his front yard. I said, well, it's in the front yard. Yeah, it's in the right-of-way. Well, how could he do that? I said he just took a chain and wrapped around it and hooked a tractor to it and tried to pull it out. Yeah, but that's against the law. It's in the right-of-way. I said, no, it's his property. If everybody would pull those things up or raise Cain about this sort of thing, we could do without it. There's just a few people that will stand up for what's right, just like there were a few people back in 1776 that stood up for what was right, and that's why we have this great American society that we have today. But the typical American, and I was talking to some young gentlemen upstairs, worked for this corporation, that they're in their 30s, maybe 40s, and they have already been indoctrinated to believe that you're supposed to do everything that the powers that be tell you to do. Even if it's unconstitutional, even if it's to your worst ability, you know, I mean, if it's going to be something that destroys you, why leave it there? We don't know what it is. Why didn't they come around and say, now here's what this is and blah, 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 and let you know if you want it or not? But just like this fella said, New York localities had the option of a local building code or adopting the New York code. They didn't have the option of not adopting anything. Say, look, we like it just like it is. Just go get the heck out of here. I don't want to deal with you. Now he goes on and talks about the blue pole. Oh, and the music's coming on. All right, when we come back, more on the blue pole, because in New York, each rural residence has one. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And here we are, talking about the little blue pole again. But as this writer of this email says from New York, he says, here in New York, each rural resident has what is called a 911 number mounted on a pole, serving the same purpose of identifying locations by calls from the location. Fire and police are tied into this system. They serve to locate addressees for emergency service personnel. And as I talked to Ben a long time this morning again about this, because he had a lot of callers that called his number yesterday. And he said, the thing that really bothers me about this whole thing is two things. He says, first of all, he found out what that number on there meant. It meant he was so many kilometers from Highway 12. Now, he said, first of all, who in the fire department or the police department knows what a kilometer is? If you're looking at the speedometer on your car, you look at a mileage gauge, right? Does it say kilometers? I guess some of these foreign-made cars do. I don't know. But the majority of the cars that we drive, I've never driven one that has anything but miles on there. So you would have to be able to transpose the miles into kilometers, which I wouldn't know how to do. I learned it when I was in Australia, because all the road signs and the speed limits down there, except I would never drive in Australia. I mean, I'd have to be darn near horseback or afoot before I'd drive in Australia. Man, it scares you when you're driving on the wrong side of the road. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah, it's in Australia, but we're not going there today. Let's talk more about this kilometer thing. He said that means it's part of an international something. In other words, this is going to be something, no doubt, international. That's number one. Then he said his sheriff sends a deputy 300 miles once a month. Now, there'd be 600 miles, because it's 300 miles across the state of Washington. Pomeroy's down in one corner, and Olympia is way over on the other side of the state. It's 300 miles from his county to Olympia, and they send a deputy sheriff over there once a month. And this has been going on for a while, to learn more about the little blue poles. Now, he says, what is it in there that they have to spend that much time studying? Now, this individual, as we visited with yesterday, says the next time he goes, I'm going along with him. I want to see what they talk about in those things. But anyhow, there's got to be more to this than just a 911 number. I don't know. But apparently, and if they're in New York and if they're in Washington, you can betcha that they're going to be in every state in the union in all rural areas. And if I have a listener out there that's in another state that has little poles out in front of their home or on their property, I'd like to hear from you. Our number's 1-800-973. Sorry about that. 1-800-973-3779. And your calls are welcome. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
You know, in that last segment there, you talked about driving on the wrong side of the road in Australia and how it frightened you. It reminded me of the time I was driving on the wrong side of the road. I drive on the wrong side of the road a lot, as my wife would tell you, but at this time I was in Japan, and they drive on the wrong side of the road in Japan, if you did not know that.
Now, they'll say, no, it's the right side of the road. You guys are the ones that are wrong.
Well, I was on the wrong side of the road. I had a car accident because I was rubbernecking, and because I was in the opposite lane already, I drifted into a parked car that abruptly stopped my path of travel, but nonetheless, yeah, they drive on the wrong side over there also.
You know, it takes a long time to get over that, and my son was in Australia for months and months and months, way over a half a year, and he came home and he scared us because he would take out on the wrong side of the road. You learn to adjust, but and I don't know much about Australia except for Queensland, but I've been pretty much across Queensland, and after you get out of town, they'll have a highway right-of-way that's probably 60 or 80 feet wide. But it'll be a dirt road. And they keep it well graded because they don't get a lot of rain out in that part of the country. It's smooth. You can drive on the dirt, no problem. But right down the middle, they have what they call bitumen, which we would just call it blacktop. And down this bitumen stretch, it's just room for one car. And you look, and there's not many hills in Australia, at least not in Queensland. Now, I know you're going down south into the Snowy Mountains and all that. That must be totally different. I've never been there. But in Queensland, it's kind of like Kansas. And you can see for miles and miles down the road, and you'll see a car coming. And he's driving 60 miles an hour. and you're driving 60 miles an hour, that means you're meeting at 120 miles an hour, right? And that's why I said I would not drive in Australia. You're buzzing along there, and they wait till it's almost like a game of chicken. They wait until you think it's getting too late to get off of the road. And who's going to get off the road? Well, they both do. They both both drivers will put one pair of wheels over on the dirt, leave the other two on the bitumen, but they do it opposite of what you would do it. So, I mean, the first few times they do that, I mean, you know, you think, hey, this is the end of the road. But anyhow, another thing that makes driving on that side of the road bad for Americans, people that go to Australia. Now, I didn't notice it in Japan so much, but in Australia, you will step off of a curb and you'll automatically look over your left shoulder because you expect the car to be coming down the right side of the road. Well, you're looking the wrong way. So people step out in front of traffic all of the time. Anyway, something to think about. And if you're going to Australia, let somebody else from down there do the driving. Anyway, another email from a listener. Derry, let me tell you about a conversation I had with my dad in 1973. My father was a planning coordinator for the Pennsylvania Department of Labor. He was also in charge of the old Job Corps in this area. One day we were talking about his job when he touched upon a subject of regional government. My dad told me that he had sat in on a meeting in Harrisburg, the state capital, a few weeks earlier. He told me that at this conflab, they talked about the erasing of the states to be replaced with 10 regions, Philadelphia being the capital of this region, and that the people in charge of the 10 national regions would be appointed, not elected. Very back in 1973, they probably even further back, these 50 states were planned to be replaced with 10 regions. 5 states per region to be incorporated into them. They were even given numbers instead of names. I can't remember all that my dad told me, but Pennsylvania and the other states to be grouped together in this region would be region number 3. My dad even that long ago told me that he knew what was going on for the most part, but he had to be careful what he said around co-workers in order to keep his job. Now, I have seen that map, and it's been around a long time. This is the first time I ever heard from anyone that personally had firsthand information about it. But just like this fellow said, he had to be careful because you just can't say things like this and keep your job. And I saw a little note the other day, and I don't know what I did with it, but it was someone made the comment. I believe it was Ronald Reagan that said it. Somebody, doesn't make any difference who said it. But he said, it's amazing how people, now I forgot how it went. Anyway, how people don't necessarily tell the truth when it affects their salary or something to that effect. You see, I guess is why I've always had to be an independent cuss, but I would have to go out and tell people about this sort of thing. I couldn't just sit there and hold it. I'd wake up at night thinking, Brownfield folks ought to know about that. But anyhow, he said, my dad, even that long ago, told me that he knew what was going on for the most part, but he had to be careful what he said around coworkers to keep his job. Let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With energy prices climbing higher every day, more and more people are considering the alternatives. Alternative Power Video shows not only how one man achieved energy independence by making his own electricity, but how you can too. Here's Mark in northern Missouri.
A friend of mine and I went down to see his place and how he was set up. Now, after I've seen the place in operation and then watched the DVD, it makes even more sense. The number one thing that I learned is that it can be done. You can do it yourself, and that's why I've been doing a lot of research on off-grid living, because I've always been curious about it, but always thought that it wasn't cost-effective. And then after I heard about Charlie's operation and went down and saw it, well, then it's very cost-effective. It's fantastic.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only, 70 minutes long and just $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com. Ken Klein recently discussed his new DVD, The Pillar of Enoch, Lost Legend of the Great Pyramid, on the Derry Brownfield Show.
When you look at all the facts and evidence, it's hard to deny that the planet Earth, suspended in the vastness of this great universe, was visited by divine messengers called Elohim, or angels. Divine messengers and representatives of the Most High God who traveled the starways, who came to leave us a prophecy in a monument we call the Great Pyramid.
Is it possible that the life and work of Enoch, memorialized in the Great Pyramid, is a sign, a prophecy, hidden in stone?
To order this 75-minute DVD, send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to The Great Pyramid, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892.
Precious metal prices rebounded sharply Wednesday on a weaker dollar following comments by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke to Congress that the U.S. economy was likely to slow, which could ease inflationary pressures. This left the door open for a pause in raising interest rates in August. Gold closed in New York up $13.60 to $641.20 an ounce. Silver added 63 cents, closing at $11.04. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, don't look back, something might be gaining on you, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Ed, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. You were talking about zoning. Years ago, when I taught in Illinois, I warned my geology students about the way that zoning was happening and that they better partake or they would have their land taken away from them. When I became a farm activist, I realized the truth of what I was talking about. These blue poles, you notice, are done in kilometers.
That's what we're talking about.
I used to go around Illinois talking about the metric system, and the people would not adopt it. And the idea was we were losing manufacturing jobs. And now it's being imposed on us after the jobs have gone overseas.
Okay.
I remember when I heard...
Are you familiar with the blue poles?
I don't have one, but I've heard your shows,
yeah,
and I
okay.
understand what's going on. It's like one of the satellite things so they can locate you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Ed.
Okay, sure.
I have a letter here from Mount Ida today, but let me tell you what it's about. It's about another one of those land grabs. They're at it again. The Mississippi River Heritage Corridor. The Mississippi River Heritage Corridor. Get that. Was first proposed in 1989, and it took years of grueling effort to finally defeat it. Now, this is coming from the Citizens for Responsible Zoning and Landowner Rights. out of Wisconsin, Maiden Rock, Wisconsin. Anyhow, Representative Betty McCollum, a Democrat from Minnesota, has introduced H.R. 1796, and it's called the Mississippi River Trail Study Act, to become part of the National Heritage Trail System. In other words, the idea behind this is going to be a trail all the way up the Mississippi River, and I assume it would start down in New Orleans and go all the way to, where does the Mississippi River, where's headwaters? Do you know, Jeff? Well, of course it does, but it goes on up to Canada. I don't know where it goes. I don't either. That's amazing that I don't know my geography better than that. Because when you get so far north, waters flow north instead of south. But anyway, it'll be all the way along the Mississippi River. The trail would be part of a National Heritage Trail System. And the bill is called the Mississippi River Trail Study Act. Now remember, study. That's a big word. The trail would be under the National Park Service. It's proposed to follow the entire length of the river. There's no indication of the width of the trail. Is it 100 feet, 100 yards, how much more? She goes on to say these projects are often expanded as they take on a life of their own. There's no indication of which of the 10 river states would be host to the trail. In other words, when it goes through here, I'm in Missouri. We have a lot of listeners in Illinois. Are we going to get the trail on our side, or are we going to get the trail on the Illinois side? See, who knows? Maybe they'll put it on both sides. I have no idea. A member of Representative McCollum's staff called to speak about the letter of opposition we sent as testimony for the subcommittee hearing. He argued there was considerable support for the idea from tourist and recreational groups. There probably is, but they don't own the land. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain if this designation is made. He indicated they would probably write the bill to request a study. And she goes on to say there's no such thing as a study. This is part of a process of leading a predetermined outcome. Although there is an attempt to convince people their wishes will determine the outcome, this simply is not true. Bills go through a long process to become law. The further the bill proceeds, the harder it is to defeat. It's vital to become engaged early on. Now, Mama from Mount Ida writes this. She says, one of our Missouri senators is involved in this nonsense. I'm just amazed that both aren't. Bond, Senator Bond, has always been our weak link, property rights-wise, and Talent appears to be hot on his heels with that heritage area nomination around St. Louis. So what do we do? Elect a Democrat? They'll give it all away. Good grief. It's frustrating. And it is. Get some Chinese to figure it out. They can do it. You know, the Chinese are going to host the Olympics in 2008. And the greenies are already saying, hey, I don't know if we can eat your food or not. So Greenpeace has gone over there, along with some other environmental groups, and they say, look, we know that your vegetables have pesticides and pollutants in them, and I don't think we're going to allow you to serve veggies grown in China. So the Chinese have now decided that the country will track all of its vegetables. I'm not kidding. This is a Reuters news story out of Beijing. Attempt to ensure food safety during the Olympics. Beijing is to give every cabbage, carrot, and pea pod its own identity number, and it'll be on file. If there is a safety incident, a vegetable file can be immediately checked and its origin traced. Computers tracking each veggie from farm to plate. After going through inspections at the distribution center, standard and qualified vegetables can enter Olympic kitchens. The city is going to need more than 5,000 tons of veggies during the Olympics, mostly from Beijing and some other northern provinces. They don't say anything in the article about fruit. They don't mention meat, just the veggies. But, you know, if they can keep track of every carrot and every pea pod, you know, you'd think here in the United States we could at least put a mark on a piece of meat that came in here from some foreign country, wouldn't you? Back home in Illinois, we have kind of an interesting thing happen. In Jersey County, Illinois, the Jersey County School Board decided to build a couple of new schools. So they had an election to generate revenue bonds for the building of a new high school. The voters said, hey, we don't have enough money to build a new high school. You don't need a new high school, so we voted this thing down. But they sold the bonds anyhow. The school board just went out somehow and started selling bonds, and they got enough bonds sold to build two new schools. Now, this is in Jersey Community School District number 100. And a bunch of taxpayers got together and said, you know, we're tired of these people just using authority that they don't have to do what they shouldn't be doing, and we're going to take them to court. So they went to court. And I'm not familiar with all of these court terms, but they requested to leave a file complaint. Now, I didn't know what that meant, but anyway, it means that they can go on now and sue the school district. As I mentioned, in 1999, School District 100 submitted a proposition to issue general revenue bonds for the building of this new high school, and the voters rejected it. The lawsuit, claims that the school board illegally sold health and safety bonds when they built two new schools in that district. The attorney representing the school district in defense of the suit told the judge the contractors are expected to be paid. Well, I'll bet they are. Now, something like this can ruin a lot of lives because the contractors, no doubt, had to pay their help. They had to pay their suppliers in order to get the material, in order to get the buildings up. And apparently they don't have any money and have not been paid. The contractors are expected to be paid, and the capital being discussed in this lawsuit is enormous. I have no idea what it is. It doesn't tell us in this particular article. But the Jersey Community School District, number 100, was financially secure until 3 years ago. Now they're facing millions of dollars in indebtedness. School board member Terry Kalla, I guess, K-A-L-L-A-L, has been the only school board member in the district trying to stop the spending frenzy. Let's take another break.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah.
A real quick thank you to one of our listeners, Lake Itasca. Itasca is the headwaters in a lake in Minnesota there.
Lake Itasca. You don't know how to spell that either.
Yeah, I'll bring that in too. Yeah, but see,
headwaters in northern Minnesota?
That is the headwaters for the Mississippi River. Yeah. Yes, it's a lake in Minnesota. And Bob Pretty knew that, too.
Oh, Bob Pretty is smart.
Yes,
he knows everything. He knows a thing or two. I know a thing or two, but that was one of the two things I didn't know.
We'll be right back.
I did know it couldn't come. Go ahead.
Online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna,
antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
And we have returned. Do you know who John Tomke is? Well, he is probably going to be, and I say probably, we don't know, but he's looking for the position of Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks in the Department of Interior. Now, it's amazing how these Republicans act like Democrats. You know, we always thought of the Democrats as being the greeny weenies. Al Gore heads them up, but hey, these guys they claim to be Republicans, yet they go right along with these plans that the Democrats have planned all of the time. And he's very apt to be appointed here by the fish into the Department of Interior to head up that portion of the Department of Interior. Tomke is the one that was responsible for the Bush administration backing down on efforts to protect private property rights on wetland policy. Now, it's kind of an interesting story, but we won the case. And Bush just turned it over to the greenies after he had no, well, I guess he did have the authority to do it because he did it, but no reason to do it. In yeah, he did have a good reason, because his Tomke paid him a lot of money. In January of 2001, the Supreme Court issued a decision in support of private property rights called the SWANCC case, and that stands for Solid Waste Agency of Northern Cook County. The court ruled that the Federal Corps of Engineers did not have jurisdiction over waters that were outside of navigable waters in the United States. The Corps had been claiming that permits were necessary for any activity of any kind on permanent or even temporary wet spots, like a puddle. Okay. The Supreme Court left it up to, but they said, hey, that you don't have authority to do that. Then the Supreme Court said, well, we're going to let the Bush administration issue regulations specifically defining what is outside of navigable waters. And we've talked about this for 12 years now. Hey, a little puddle out there in your yard or in the road would be considered a wetland. If it just rains there once a year and it's full of water once a year, it's considered a wetland the way the Fish and Wildlife Service wanted or the environmentalists wanted. Okay, but this went to court. The Supreme Court said, no, it's not. It's not a wetland. Okay? 2 years later, the Bush administration issued proposed regulations that protected private property rights. The administration proposed to exempt from federal wetlands jurisdiction places that were plainly not navigable, like a pothole that was filled after a rain and then dried up. Okay? That made sense, but not to John Tomke. And he had the money, honey, and he gets his way. A major financial supporter of Bush, John Tomke, went in to see the president. They spent an hour. He assembled and led a coalition of left-wing environmental groups to support more federal power over private property. Tomke got this hour-long meeting with the president, and by April of 2000, the Bush administration completely changed the course and reversed the issue. See what we're dealing with? Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals the real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing. Incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check cash or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. And as we were just saying, don't tell me for 1 minute that you can't buy these politicians. By April of 2003, the Bush administration completely changed course, reversed itself, and agreed to the demands of John Tomke and the politically correct environmentalists. Now, Tomke is in line for this job in Washington in the Department of Interior, and he will be heading up some very important areas, including the Endangered Species Act. You got the money, honey, you can get her done. And as Ben Roberts said yesterday, our problem out here in the country is we ain't got the money. He said if you had potloads of money, and if you don't know what a potload hauls 55,000 pounds of cattle. Okay? If you have a potload of money, a stable of prostitutes, and a tanker full of whiskey, he said you can go to Washington, D.C. and get anything done. Us poor folks can't swing that kind of a deal. Let's go to Jim in Wisconsin. Hi, Jim, you're up next.
Yes, about the Mississippi Trail, H.R. 7096. I think there's a similarity between the Bush was sneaking through the North American superstate without oversight,
between Mexico, Canada, in
right.
partnership underway with no authorization from Congress. And the Idaho Observer has a map in the June 24 issue that shows this superhighway goes all the way from Mexico City across the U.S. into Montreal, Canada, and into Vancouver.
Right. We've discussed that for days.
Yeah, there's a similarity between that trail, you know.
Okay,
because
what about
you cannot go from east to west after it's completed. It's a 12-lane highway. And,
right, let's forget the 12-lane highway. You said you knew about the Mississippi River Trail.
Yeah, well, I think there's a similarity because you didn't say how wide it's going to be. And I do know that in 1999, the Russian generals already were laughing about this project. It was before 9/11 that say they're going to split the U.S. in two by this superhighway. It's already planned by the Kremlin.
Okay, but I don't think you realize what these trails are. Just like it's going to be a scenic byway kind of a thing, and it's just going to be a property grab is what it's going to be. You're not going to be allowed to build on it. You're going to have to be coming under this property maintenance code, no doubt, where everything is going to have to fit into what is proper on this trail. It'll be like a scenic byway is what it'll be, but it'll be a big land grab, and it's owned by private people, and hey, that's the way it goes. I got another note here concerning that national animal ID thing. This particular individual brought this up, and I had not thought, in fact, I didn't realize it at all. But he fools with horses. By fooling with horses, I mean he's got horses and he hauls horses, and I don't know what he does with these horses, but he's a horse person. He said, I live in Arkansas. I was forwarded a message saying that registering your farm with NAIS, that's a National Animal Identification System, is voluntary in Arkansas. But it isn't if you've got horses. Because if you move a horse, and this is nationwide, you have to have a Coggins test. Now, Coggins tests for swamp fever. I have never seen a horse with swamp fever, and very few people ever had. To me, it's a gimmick that just makes money for the veterinarians. But anyway, I've taken horses to Colorado and different places, and you have to have a Coggins test. You even have to have a Coggins test if you go to a horse show or whatever. Now, he says, in Arkansas, what isn't voluntary is the Coggins requirement. That's true everywhere. But he goes on to say that here's a kicker. To get a Coggins test certificate in Arkansas, you have to have a premise ID. You have to be registered with the National Animal ID System. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.